What's up, everybody? It's your boy Autobot. It's been a couple of few difficult days. And not, you know, good news on the job part. This is actually the very first time I have been let go from my corporate job, corporate America. It happened on Thursday, and so I had a few days to reflect on that. You know, I had a Friday, Good Friday, Saturday, and you know, all these days to see, you know, what this whole thing was gonna take me. So, but I've been reflecting on it, and I was actually thinking it was a good time to move on. So, it's not, you know, negative. It's, I'm pretty okay with it, because I think it's part of the plan. So, yeah. right now, I'm trying to see what I'm going to do. What am I going to concentrate on? It might be a positive. I think it always is. It's not what an outside force has planned for you, but what you can do with yourself with the time, given in the situation. It's a beautiful spring day here in the H. It's kind of bittersweet, you know. You leave people that you worked for, and then you develop that connection with, and some others that you didn't enjoy working with, I'm not gonna miss. But it was always good times. You learn a lot from the places you work in, the industry, the people, create connections. So it's always beautiful. It's always gonna stay with you, as long as you cultivate that. So like I said, it's bittersweet. Yeah, so that's the only thing that I can say in regards to that. It's been a little bit hard for me to put together a podcast right now, because my mind has been racing everywhere, bouncing from place to place, see of what I'm going to do. So maybe I'm going to dedicate a couple of days to myself, which I have, organizing things at the house. Going back to my gym routine, trying to get, you know, in really, really good shape, and my diet on track, which I haven't done the past few days. It's been terrible. But hey, it's good times. Had attended a wine party at a fancy hotel with the Houston Rockets. So that was good. Opening day. Well, the day that I got laid off was baseball. Houston Astros opening day. And they won on the road, so that was a plus at least, you know, keep me upbeat here. What else? Yeah, so, I mean, many positive things along the way. Healthy. I live in America, best country in the world. Yeah. But other than that, this is, I'm still commuting, as you see. This is my roll cast. I'm always doing it when I'm rolling. And see what the rest of the day, the rest of the week is going to bring. I'll probably dedicate more time to my drawing. That was definitely going to dedicate more time to that. Drawing, it's a passion of mine. A little bit more, putting a little bit more on my social media, on my Instagram, pictures that I have collected along the way. You know, I was in San Antonio as well for the college basketball preparations, Final Four. That was interesting as well. And, but yeah, I mean, other than that, all I can think about is what my life was at the job that I used to have in a corporate, very political, very standard very, you might be tied by the politics within a company to act a certain way. So it was nice, but you felt like you had to breathe every time you left because you were not acting 100% like yourself. That's just how I felt at the time. So on one side is a relief. On the other side is, you know, the stream of income that's coming to you. You have a good job, you have a good benefits, but hey, it happens to everybody. And I try to maintain and I'm somewhat in the positive mindset that people that have to go through these kinds of things, they have to think of the positive. I am not dwelling on it. It's, and every person I tell this to, they feel like, oh my God, you know, I'm sorry, this, this, and that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it happens. It's part of life. I'm not dwelling on it because I think about how good my life is compared to some other people. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, you compare yourself to somebody else. It doesn't matter what you did in life or what's wrong with you. I was talking to a friend of mine today regarding to the situation in Venezuela. I know people from Venezuela that have migrated to different countries, surrounding countries in South America, Colombia, Brazil, and here in the United States, Panama, and all these places. And you see the situation they're in, what they have to go through, and many other countries, you know, in Africa. And we in the United States are dealing with minor problems. We complain too much. We've been softened to the point that, you know, any little thing that bothers us in regards to service or anything, we want to make it into a big deal and complain about it. So, yeah, you know, I got laid off. But hey, guess what? It happens to hundreds, thousands of people in the U.S. and other places. And it's just, you know, that's just life. And you can do two things. You can dwell, or you can move forward and try to tackle the problem. Try to come ahead. Because hey, this squeaky wheel is the one that gets the oil. So if you ain't crying for it, you're not gonna get the milk. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm in a analyzing mode. Analyzing the situation, see what's my best approach. And I'm dedicating time to the things that I like to do right now. Like I said, you know, drawing is one of my passions. So I'm gonna start doing that. Drawing with pencil only. I don't like drawing with, like, you know, all sorts of colors and crap like that. Music is another one of my passions. I have a friend of mine that's a DJ. So he's gonna teach me a couple things here and there. I don't think I'm gonna go too far with that because I have to concentrate on other things. And of course, look for another job. That's that should be the priority more than anything. And also gonna take a little break. So I'm planning on taking a little vacation 2 weeks from now in Asia to disconnect. So that should be interesting. Japan, to be exact. So, I don't know, if you have any thoughts, if you've gone through the layoff situation, how you felt, I would like to hear what you have to say, because everybody's situation is different. You know, if you have children, if you're single, if you had a, if you were laid off from a particular industry that you liked, that you disliked, during your age also has to play a role in that. it's just interesting to hear the different points of views and how people react to it and how it affects everyone. I do think that within the corporate environment and just any environment as far as a company goes, the people that win and stay at certain companies stay because they know how to play their relationship game. They know how to play the politics game. And it's just like in real life. That's what happens in the White House. That's what happens in, I don't know, in many other places. I think the purest way of meritocracy would be in the sports teams. Basically, if you suck, you're out of there. If you don't, you keep on playing. If you perform, nobody can touch you. Doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter how much shit you talk, but if you suck, you're out of there in a second. Things that you don't see in politics. Things that you don't see in many companies. If you have a friend of a friend, you stay there. So I think when it comes to that, sports is one of the purest forms of meritocracy that we have in our society right now. It doesn't apply to art, because somebody can put up shitty art and many people like it. It does not apply to music, because somebody can have shitty record and shitty music and a lot of people may like it due to trend metrics. But when it comes to corporate and other things, it's just a different matter. Of course, I'm saying that there are a lot of people, there are a lot of companies that have a trend of meritocracy, which is great, and those companies tend to thrive because they have high standards of, I guess for their employees, they have high standards on what they want in a company, and they build up the employee, which is something great. If you guys have a company who happen to listen to this, I think it's a matter of investing in people and guiding them to do what their strength is, and not force them to model them into something that you want them to do. I think it goes against the wind when you try to do these kinds of things. So if you have an employee that have a certain strength somewhere, you try to edify on that and try to make it stronger. That way it'll pay out for you at the end. But anyways, those are my two cents. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And now that I have more free time, I'll be putting up some more. And some other thoughts, maybe from my desk at home or somewhere else. Still rolling. Autobot out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.